2021 has already been an incredible year for her. And from performing America the Beautiful at the Super Bowl to her amazing Prince tribute at the Emmys. Listen, man, not to mention winning a Grammy for Song of the Year. And top of all of that, man, we can now add Academy Award winner to her long list of awards. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all, yes, please welcome her.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. We're so excited to have you this morning. Congratulations on your song, Fight For You, winning Best Original Song at the Oscars. Does it feel surreal?
Yeah, I'm pinching myself. I can't believe it. Thank you so much. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was very shocked. I was unprepared for them to call my name. So, yeah, I'm still not sure that happened.
Girl, what was going through their mind when they announced your name, though? That's what I want to know. Like, I know you're like, huh? What?
Yeah, literally, I was like, wait, what? Because, you know, I was just happy to be there. It was my first time at the Oscars. I met Angela Bassett. I was good, you know? When they called my name, I was going crazy. My mom was right next to me, too, so it made it more special.
Yes. What was so cool was during your speech, you mentioned that there will be an EGOT in the future. And for those that don't know what an EGOT is, it's an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. So if you had to choose between acting and music, what would it be?
Well, I don't know if I can choose. You know, I have a goal to be able to do both. You know, I've always been passionate about acting, and I just did I kind of made my debut acting on a Netflix movie called Yesterday with Jennifer Garner. So you'll be seeing me on the big screen a lot more.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Man, so musically growing up, when you used to perform, you know, other artists' covers, who would you say your biggest influence was?
Oh, man. Alicia Keys was number one, and Prince. Prince, those two artists were really, really big influences on me, and Lauryn Hill as well.
Yes.
I have a question for you because, you know, when you first came out, you were one of those artists where it was just about the music. We know that you're a beautiful girl, but you've never been about the whole aesthetics of it all. And it seems like you might be a little shy. So do you miss your anonymity at all? Like just people not really knowing who you are and being
hugely famous? You know, It wasn't really an intention of hiding, and I don't think it had anything to do with, you know, me being shy necessarily. More so just feeling like we all kind of got caught up in, you know, social media and what is the whole package, and we, to me, would listen with our eyes instead of our ears. So I think the point was, you know, just for people to pay attention to the music and the message, and for that to be the forefront. And for that to lead my artistry, because that's what I'm about, you know. But I definitely think, you know, it's a little harder for me to hide. But I'm telling you, people don't really recognize me without my glasses. So
and your hair,
exactly. I feel like a Clark Kent a little bit.
Right.
Okay.
So what's next for her?
Oh, man, so much. My album, Back of My Mind, is coming out soon this summer. And I'm working on a lot of things. The reggae EP, I'm bringing back my festival that I own, Lights On Fest, in the Bay Area. And, you'll be seeing me on the big screen, like I said, acting. There's a whole lot going on. More glasses. And, you know, hopefully shows back soon. So I'll be on the stage very soon.
Man, ladies and gentlemen, here's our new single, Come Through. Featuring Chris Brown. Y'all, please give it up for Academy Award winner, her.